For all the artists who live in the Omaha metro area, there is an opportunity to honor the most talented. Since it was founded in 2006, the Omaha Entertainment and Arts Awards, or OEAA, recognizes artists in the visual, performing, and music arts. John Rogers, Executive Director for the Roberta and Bob Rogers Gallery, or RBR Gallery on Vinton Street, has hosted for some years a showcase for the artists on the visual arts category. John invites all the artists to exhibit their artwork 2 weeks before the awards ceremony, and stays on display an additional week.
The performing and music arts, they usually don't have a showcase because you can't put 12 bands in one place to do this. And the performing arts are theatrical, things of that nature, and you can't do a showcase of all that. So the visual arts is the only one that works very easily for a visual arts showcase.
Formerly, the RBR Gallery was called Gallery 72, and it was managed by John's father, who always supported the local artist.
And in year number two, my father won the Lifetime Achievement Award for it. And so I became much more aware of what the OEAA is and does. And at the time, they were holding the ceremony at the Holland Center.
The awards ceremony had taken place in different venues in Omaha. The last two were virtual, and this year it will be held at the Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, or PACE, in Council Bluffs. Adam Venazdel, who regularly comes to KBNO to inform us about PACE events, is also an artist, and he was nominated this time. Hannah Clark is the Community Engagement Manager for American Midwest Ballet, and she is also the Stage Assistant for OEAA this weekend.
Adam Venazdel is one of the nominees for visual art, and the company I work for, American Midwest Ballet, is nominated twice for our dance productions. The OEAAs are wonderful at finding all of these fabulous worthy nominees in the community.
The awards will be given for released, perform, or exhibit work from September 2021 to August 2022.
We're very excited to be hosting the OEAAs for the first time in person since 2020 at the Hoff Center for Arts and Culture. They're going to have galleries of artwork for display. The bar will be open. And then the OEAAs are having a showcase of many of the talented nominees. So they'll be giving out the awards, and then there will be music and dancing and poetry. It's going to be a real celebration of getting the community back together in person.
The nominations have included all kinds of artists from the Omaha metro area, and the categories are for many disciplines.
So we have Latin groups and comedians and modern dance and classical ballet and all sorts of, the broad range is really inspiring because I think it's good to highlight the diversity of talent that we have here in the community. There's also going to be food from the local chef around the block. Chef Dan will have his delicious treats there for everyone. Hosted by artists in the communities, Adika Poindexter and Karen Stark. It's going to be a really exciting night. And if you want to join us for the celebration on Sunday night, you can get tickets by going to paceartsiowa.org.
For the Omaha Entertainment and Arts Awards, doors open at 5 p.m. Anyone interested in visiting the Visual Arts Showcase at RBRG Gallery on Vinton Street, it would be for display 1 more week after this Sunday. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.